With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellie Dove. A new co-working space, Hack and Grind, is now open in downtown Basalt. Operated by the Basalt Chamber of Commerce, it offers conference rooms, offices for small businesses, and areas for people to drop in and work. Chris Matera, the Chamber's executive director, says Hack and Grind is meant to help local businesses grow.
So not only a place that you can come and work and get access to different resources, but also a place to come and learn, a place to connect.
Matera says Basalt needs a place like Hack and Grind now more than ever, with more employees working from home due to the pandemic.
Since March, there's been a fundamental shift on how we work. What you're seeing is people who need that productive workspace, but also that human interaction that we've all been missing.
Hack and Grind originally opened in early March, but shut down soon after due to COVID-19. Workers are now required to wear masks and socially distance. Snowmass Village's Opry's Artisan Markets return today. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has the details.
Vendors like the Aspen Hat Lady and Rising Sun Photography will be selling their wares as part of the weekly market. Local artists and jewelers will be on hand, and shoppers can pick up chocolate and local produce, too. Kids can get inked with glitter tattoos or have their faces painted. Cocktails and live music will also be part of the fun. The Artisan Market kicks off today at 4 in Base Village and runs through August. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it's issued 90,000 more annual fishing licenses this year compared to the same time in 2019. Eland Stribling, a member of national angling group Brown Folks Fishing, says he's noticed an uptick of people getting into the sport.
I just think as more people move to Colorado, the more water is going to be crowded. I definitely see an influx of people who are people from out of state and in state who are wanting to get out and fish more or hike or do things like that.
The fishing licenses are valid through March 2021. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, visitors to state wildlife areas must now all have a valid fishing or hunting license to be on the land. Governor Polis signed a bill Tuesday to prevent homeowners associations from banning home-based daycares. Colorado has a significant shortage of licensed childcare. The bill is meant to encourage more people to open their own businesses. Operators will still have to abide by other HOA rules around things like parking and landscaping, and senior communities are exempted. The new law has bipartisan support. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.